I didn't let you know exactly what was being said at the time because I was just in this conversation with him. But what I didn't know was that you'd gone on to Reddit, you found him.
Yeah.
And then you went and looked at his posting history.
Yeah.
And couldn't believe, based on what you were reading, why I was bothering to talk to somebody like that.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Nothing really happened until I think it was the next morning. I woke up, picked up my phone, and there were some messages on Kik from him, and he was suggesting that we go away for like a weekend in a log cabin in Wales.
Yeah, in fantasy land, yeah. Okay, let's talk in fantasy, but no, in real life, no, absolutely not. And certainly not weekends away in log cabins. That has been pushing my boundaries way too far, certainly at that time. It was just one of those things. The emotions ran high, and I can't even remember what I said to you, but I wasn't happy. And then you reacted.
A lot.
Yeah, and you reacted a lot. And yeah. We had the day ruined, overnight ruined, and then into the next day until we actually, you know, talked about it and then started to dissect it and understand what actually was actually going on.
We'd agreed that I could tease you about what they said to me.
Yeah.
And I laughed and I thought I was teasing you about him wanting us to do an overnight, a weekend over in Wales. But you did react as though I said, I'm going for a weekend with him in Wales. If it's too safe, if you make these like rock solid rules and it's too safe, it takes the spice out of the...
Yeah, it does, definitely.
The cuckolding, doesn't it? Cuckolding has to have some fear, but not too much fear. Hi, honey. I just wanted to let you know that new pool, he's so good in bed. But don't worry, honey. You're really good at things too, like cooking. Hi, honey. You know that newborn? He can do that thing that you can't do. He's great. I really like him.
Yeah, he's
going to
be a keeper.
I might be late home today, honey. You don't mind, do you? Welcome to this episode of the Cuckoldress podcast. I'm your host, Anna, and with me is my cuckold husband, David. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you would like to support our podcast or would love a more visual representation of our cuckolding dynamic, please visit thecuckoldresspodcast.co.uk for further details. So, David, I thought that for this podcast we would talk about cuckolding, reality versus fantasy.
Yes.
Which I think is a really good topic because, well, two things really. One, the quality of cuckold porn that's out there on the internet, which I think it's complete fantasy, doesn't represent reality in the slightest. I think that's something that I want to unpack on this particular podcast. But also the reality of cuckolding in a real life marriage with real life people.
Yep.
Vis-a-vis you and me.
Yep.
And, well, we had a big row, didn't we, if we're honest?
Yeah, in fact, I think it's been our only row, hasn't it? But it was a big row, yes. It was an overnight row, wasn't it?
It was a humdinger of a row. And when David finally admitted that he was wrong, we kind of realised that there was a big clash there between fantasy and reality and what was going on in our head as well. Our heads.
Yeah.
Mainly your head. And I think we need to talk about that as well, because I'm sure that this is, if it happened to us, surely it's going to happen to other couples where maybe, you know, the husband and wife isn't necessarily on the same page, but the thing is they don't even know that they're not. And
yeah,
there's a lot of assumptions that can be made. I think the best thing to do is just pretty much tell you what happened, I think. So I got her talking to, well, somebody contacted me on Reddit. He made some kind of facetious comment, actually. Perhaps that was the red flag. So I pulled him up on it and he came back to me and he apologised and said, oh, he hadn't actually read my profile or my post very well. So he apologised, and then he actually then sounded a lot more intelligent and mature and sensible. So I gave him the benefit of the doubt. When will I learn to stop giving the benefit of the doubt? And I think we started talking on Kick, and we ended up having a really interesting conversation. We ended up talking about politics and religion, and because he was Indian, he was in a city not too far away, and that I know, and we pretty much talked about everything apart from sex, actually.
Yeah,
I didn't let you know exactly what was being said at the time because I was just in this conversation with him. But what I didn't know was that you'd gone on to Reddit, you found him.
Yeah.
And then you went and looked at his posting history.
Yeah.
And couldn't believe, based on what you were reading, why I was bothering to talk to somebody like that.
No, it was disgusting.
It was immature. It was crude.
Yeah.
And it was very much a male leaving, you know, crude, direct, quite distasteful comments, actually, for females on Reddit.
Yeah. Yeah. And I read that and I thought, what are you doing speaking to this guy? But yeah. But at that point, I couldn't really broach it with you because, you'd set your stall out quite clear that
I was dealing with it.
Yeah.
I was handling it.
Yeah. And obviously, I know about your past marriage and about,
asking you lots of questions.
Yeah. So I'm thinking,
questioning my judgment.
Yeah. So I'm listening, I'm reading that. And then I know then you're chatting with this guy, and I'm thinking, what's she doing? And I know you, though. I mean, this is what's so unusual. I know you, and you're very meticulous. And I thought, she must have seen all this. And now I cannot believe it. What's going on?
Well, I didn't, because I was talking to him on Reddit. And I was...
You were talking to him on Kick. It was on Reddit.
No, because I was talking to him on Kick by this point, so I didn't go back to Reddit. At the time I didn't see that there's only need to. Clearly there was a need to, because I would have then discovered what you had discovered, but I didn't. I was having this conversation about religion and politics and Boris and what he was doing about the lockdown, and even talking about his relationship with his girlfriend. And how, they both had an open relationship, which I thought was quite unusual. It was actually quite an intelligent conversation. Nothing really happened until I think it was the next morning. I woke up, picked up my phone, and there were some messages on Kick from him. And he was suggesting that we go away for like a weekend in a log cabin in Wales.
Yeah.
And you were in bed next to me. So I laughed, looked round and said, oh, he's... Because we'd had this discussion about overnight stays.
Yeah.
And you were getting quite excited at the thought of overnight stays and getting quite turned on by it and getting yourself all into a tizzle about it, weren't you? Excitement and...
While saying to you, that's way beyond what I...
Not really. No, you didn't. Don't try and slide out of it now. And so I turned to you and said, oh, he's invited me away to a weekend in Wales, in a log cabin. And that felt like, it was like a shit sandwich, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
A shit sandwich for breakfast. It was like a bucket of cold water over everything, and everything just went really bad. And we had a massive argument, and I was really confused. I just didn't get it. It was like, look, you say this, and then, and now you're saying not. I'm confused. I'm getting mixed messages. I don't understand what's going on. I can't read your mind. I'm not doing this anymore. I've had enough. This is not worth it for the hassle.
Yeah. 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 And the way, obviously the way I saw it was the, you know, the, this, you've been speaking to him. It was actually a couple of days on and off. You'd been having a chat with him, and I was still kind of thinking, why, I can't understand why she's still giving this guy even time. And so it was nagging at me. It was nagging at me, but because you know, you'd said what you said to me about asking you about any of these, and, you know, and you said to me that, you know, I'm not going to tell you everybody I speak to, and, you know, it's going to go on, and I'm going to be sure that they're actually qualifying themselves before I even tell you about them. You know, it was pissing me off a bit, actually. And then when you came out with that, and I don't think I was in a particularly great mood, I think a bit tired. And when you said that, no, it didn't. I didn't like it. And I thought, my God, right. Because, no, for me, you know, certainly at that time, you know, the proposition of overnight stays was a big, yeah, in fantasy land, yeah. Okay, let's talk in fantasy. But no, in real life, no, absolutely not. And certainly not weekends away in log cabins. That had been pushing my boundaries way too far, certainly at that time. And then it was just one of those things. The emotions ran high. And I can't even remember what I said to you, but I wasn't happy. And then you reacted.
A lot.
Yeah, and you reacted a lot. And we day ruined, overnight ruined, and then into the next day until we actually, you know, talked about it, and then started to dissect it and understand what was actually going on.
Well, I was just telling you what he said. I wasn't telling you, hey, we've booked something. So, you know, you were acting as though I'd actually decided, yes, I'm doing it, and it was a given, which it wasn't. I was only telling you what he'd said. Then we sort of talked a bit more, and you told me that you'd read his history and you couldn't understand why I was even talking to him. So I then went and read his, you know, past posts on Reddit. And then I thought, oh, right, okay, I can see some of why you were upset.
Yeah.
But he presented completely differently.
Yeah.
Totally differently. Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't mean that he's not that person that posted those posts on Reddit, because clearly he is. But I was only seeing, you know, the best side of him, not the entire sort of side of his, well, I was going to say capabilities, but probably a lack of capabilities. Also, you know, I made the point that, look, we'd agreed that I could tease you about what they said to me.
Yeah.
And I laughed, and I thought I was teasing you about him wanting us to do an overnight, you know, a weekend over in Wales. But you did react as though I said, I'm going for a weekend with him in Wales. So then we realised that I think we had to, well, we had to make it quite clear to each other that what was reality, what was fantasy.
Yeah.
That reality was what we were going to explore within the realms of what we were both comfortable with.
Yeah.
But that the fantasy was there for fantasy purposes, but also to give us time to talk about things and try things on for fit and try things on for comfort, to just to sort of push those back. Because if it's too safe, if you make these like rock solid rules and it's too safe, it takes the spice out of the...
Yeah, it does, definitely.
The cuckolding, doesn't it? Cuckolding has to have some fear, but not too much fear.
Yeah, to have that element of fear, what could be, what could she be doing, what could she want to do? That's exciting. But still, you know, still being comfortable enough that you both enjoy the current.
Yeah. If you think of, like, I don't know, like a roller coaster, you get on that roller coaster knowing that you're going to be scared, you're going to be frightened, but it's safe.
Yeah.
But if they, I don't know, if the brakes failed on the roller coaster and then you're hurtling around at top speed, it's not fun anymore, is it?
No.
So it's got to be fun, but it's got to be testing.
Yeah.
So we pretty much sat down and redrew out the boundaries, for want of a better word, really.
Yeah, we did.
What we were actually really okay with, what we weren't, what was going to be definitely happening, or hopefully happening with the meets.
Yeah.
And then definitely not, but maybe. So never saying never. Because saying never...
It makes it too safe, doesn't it?
It makes it too safe.
It stifles it.
Yeah. But trying it on with talking about it in fantasy. So we started talking again, which is always a good thing. I didn't speak to this guy again, dropped him, nothing to do with him again. And yeah, we just talked more and more and more about what was okay, what wasn't okay, what we did was I started to do these little clips and send them through to you.
Yeah.
You know, like, because then we realised that, hang on a minute, there's two ways that we can do this cuckolding relationship. There's like two sort of levels, isn't there? The reality level that we're both prepared to play at. And then there's the next level, which is fantasy, that we both want to play in.
Yeah, whilst the reality could merge into the fantasy.
Well, it could, yeah. Yeah, we can add bits. We can take bits out of fantasy.
Yeah.
And say, yeah, okay, we're going to do that. We're going to try that. So so then we realise that once you allow yourself to play in fantasy and you can enjoy that, knowing that it's fantasy, it actually did give another dimension to what we were doing.
Yeah, it did, because from my side of it, I was able to let go, because there were certain things that I'd never told you. And, you know, in my little sort of fantasy world, I quietly fantasized about, you know, X, Y, and Z, but I never kind of dared to tell you that, because I don't know why, but maybe one of the reasons was because I was scared of you actually taking it on and doing it in the future. But because we talked a lot and had more of an understanding together, I was able then to start telling you some of the things that were kind of deep down fantasies.
Yeah.
And hand that over to you and kind of let you run with it.
Yeah.
And that is extremely thrilling. And I have to say, you're very good at it. Very, very good at it.
You know, I know I'm not supposed to blow my own trumpet, but I am pretty good at it, aren't I?
Yeah. I mean, those little videos you're doing, they're just fantastic.
Yeah. And then we started talking about, you know, the reality versus fantasy and cuckolding porn that's out there on the internet. Yeah. So, you know, I've been saying it for quite a while, I think, in podcast and on Twitter, that cuckolding porn is crap. I think it's made by people that don't really understand. They either don't really understand the dynamic of cuckolding, which is very DS, which is very, you know, dominance and submission. The cuckoldress is dominant.
Wife-led.
Wife-led, female-led relationship. The cuckold is submissive. DS is very difficult to portray visually on something that you know is like definitely going to sell. So cuckolding porn always seems to be really focused on the sucking and the fucking.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much more to cuckolding than sucking and fucking.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I think I could quite confidently say that the actual sucking and fucking is probably 30% of cuckolding.
Well, I totally agree. It is for me at least. It is for me at least, yeah.
The other 70% is the dynamic and the tease between the cuckold and his cuckoldress.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
It is because it's there all day, every day, isn't it? Yeah. You know, how many times have we been out? We've been out somewhere, been out shopping, and I've seen, you know, a guy, and I've looked at him, and then I've looked at you, and then I've looked at him, and then I've looked at you, and then I've looked at him, and you know exactly what I'm saying, but I'm not saying anything.
Yeah.
And then you're looking at him, and then you're looking at me, and we've got all that going on. And the guy's only trying to choose a cabbage. He doesn't know that we are completely objectifying him for our own sexual titillation.
Well, you are.
Of course I am. At least I don't think he knows. But we're getting that, that pleasure out of just the ordinary everyday. Or we're watching television and I'll say, oh, look at him. He's got big arms, hasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And you just give me that look, don't you?
Mm.
Porn can't really catch that, can it? If you go on Pornhub or X-Hamster, you're not really going to see that. All you're going to see is sucking and the fucking, and perhaps you might see a small penis in the foreground being played with while they're in the background, you know, the tableau is the big double bed with the fucking and the sucking and the...
Well, the thing is, I mean, we're all different, aren't we? And, you know, I can only speak as I see it from my point of view. And, you know, when I've watched any, what's called cuckold porn.
It's porn.
I don't watch it because it doesn't interest me.
It's not cuckolding porn. It's porn, but they've stuck the cuckold tag on it and they've tried to say, yes, it's cuckold. For one thing, there's a massive difference between cuckolding and hotwifing.
Yeah, my opinion.
Huge difference. Totally you know, both hotwifing and cuckolding is far more sophisticated than what the porn would have you believe.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to say it because I'm biased, because we're into the DS, we understand it. I would say that cuckolding is far more nuanced and sophisticated than hotwifing is. And that's not to diss hotwifing, I'm not dissing. That's, you know, whatever's your thing's your thing. But I just think there's an awful lot more with the DS dynamic that's going on that isn't just our like sex life, it's our everyday ordinary life, because it's a female-led relationship.
Yeah, well, I do as well, and you know, just by virtue of that, you know, if you have a date and then you go to bed with somebody and I'm allowed to sit next to the bed and watch you, yes, of course, that's going to pull various strings very hard. Of course it is. I don't take away from that. But if you don't let me in the room or let me around or leave me at home or whatever, and I'm thinking, oh God, what's she doing? Why doesn't she want me there? And all these other things, that's going to really pull my cuckold strings very, very hard, much harder.
Much harder.
But that's me, okay? But, you know, maybe I'm typical of a lot of guys. I don't know. But
and if you set a camera up, you're not seeing the cuckold. You're just seeing a couple on the bed sucking and fucking. So it's very hard to do. Anyway, so what I started to do is I started to do all these little videos for you where I, you know, wore, I was going to say your key, but it's not your key, is it? It's my key. Where I wore my key. On a chain around my neck. And then I would send you little messages, wouldn't I, teasing you about how long I was going to leave you locked up and what I was going to do and, that I was going away that night with a new lover and I hadn't told you anything about it. And, you know, you're just going to have to sort of suffer.
Yeah, or hinting that you prefer to spend longer with him than me, and which again dragged my strings all over the place, because you know that really taps into my insecurities, that actually, you know, God, you could end up leaving this guy for me. Yeah. And of course, I would never, I love you to bits, I would never want to destroy our marriage at all. But geez, it really pulls your strings.
You mean it makes you hard?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So.
And do you like that?
Yeah, of course I do. I really like making the videos and then sending them to you and then watching you watch them and get yourself into all of a...
Tiswas.
All of a dither. And it was just great. It was like having a catapult and like firing like hard peas at you from across the room. So we built up quite a library, didn't we? Yeah. And then we thought, do you know what? I think we put a few on Twitter, didn't we? And they got quite a good...
Just the odd one, didn't we? Yeah.
Yeah, they got...
Put some screenshots on.
Yeah.
Of your boobage.
Boobage.
And keys.
Boobage and keys. And we thought, do you know what? Why don't we just do a lot more? Because it was so much fun. I really like doing it. Just do more of this. Why don't we do an OnlyFans? To really... to really try and show or really try and capture the dynamic between the DS dynamic between a cuckold and a cuckoldress, where the cuckoldress is teasing the hell out of the cuckold. To portray, visualize that other side of cuckolding that you just don't see on like mainstream porn platforms.
Yeah. And we've had so many comments and messages through the podcast in relation to your teasing of me. And,
yeah.
You know, they can, you know, lots of guys saying, you know, you can hear his emotion or his stress in his voice or his, you know, his angst in his voice when you're doing this. And I mean, yeah, it is. And so, but the podcast audio is brilliant, isn't it? But it can only go so far. There's so much more to see with visual.
Well, yeah, because... When I did those little video clips for you, it's not about what I say, is it?
No, it's the expression as well.
It's about how I say it. It's about the expression on my face, the smile.
Yeah.
Which is really sweet, but really cruel.
Yeah. 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 Like for example, I'm not going to quote now, but it's like, you know, my new bully is so fantastic. And he's amazing at doing that. Don't worry, honey. You're good at that. You're good at other things too. And your eyes are flickering around, like, obviously.
Trying to find something.
What are you good at? Oh, cooking.
And then I said cooking.
But it's just great. I'm not explaining it really well, but it's just really fantastic. And every moment, but I get so often, I grab 15 minutes to myself and I put them on. And it's just brilliant. It's just such, you could get me 10 of them for Christmas.
Yeah. Hi, honey. I just wanted to let you know that new bull, he's so good in bed. But don't worry, honey. You're really good at things too, like cooking.
Stop it.
You mean that one, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. That's just the top of one of the ones off the top of my head. Some of them are super cruel.
Hi, honey. You know that new bull? He can do that thing that you can't do. Mm. He's great. I really like him.
Yeah, he's going to be a keeper.
He's going to be a keeper. I might be late home today, honey. You don't mind, do you?
Now she says that, listener, because because we, you know, in our early, certainly in our early days, we've talked about, you know, things that scare me. And you know, it's like, okay, if you go in for, you know, let's say a couple of hours or 2 or 3 hours and you're having a sex session or something, you know, that's one thing. But actually, what if she stays into the evening? And what does that mean? What are they doing?
We'll do that.
Are they romancing?
We'll do that on the next podcast.
Yeah.
We'll do that on the next one.
But point is, you've been doing a lot of videos around that, haven't you?
I've been doing a lot of videos around that, and it's great fun, and I want to do more of it. So, yes, dear listener, we're going to do an OnlyFans. We're going to try and represent the more DS aspect of cuckolding, the tease, the angst. And I'm going to do, well, I'm doing them sort of for the viewer. So originally they were for David, but I think any cuckold could watch that and get something from it, yeah?
And I think any cuckold, any potential cuckoldress could as well, because it is, it really is bloody good.
Yeah.
You are, I mean, well, you've been, look, you've been a pro dom for 16 years. You know what you're doing.
I've been a pro dom for 16 years. I've got a huge, I've got so much experience to call on how to really get under a guy's skin and to get really crawl into his brain and live rent-free in his brain for quite a long time. I can do that. So, yeah, I mean, the OnlyFans would be good for couples because, do you know what? I would love for, you know, cuckoldresses to see what we're doing and think, oh, I've got you. I get you. Yeah, I can do that. That is cuckolding. That is valid. That is, it doesn't have to be sucking and fucking and bumping and grinding and squelching and squashing. It can just be that delicious cruelty through the spoken word with the sweetness of the smile that goes with it. It's like sticking the knife in, but it's like twisting it at the same time with a smile, isn't it?
Yeah.
I am pretty good at this, aren't I?
Yeah, you are. Yeah. Try to do that anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to do an OnlyFans. I think...
Yeah.
Let's leave it there. So, yeah, if you're interested in the OnlyFans, just go to my website, thecuckoldresspodcast.co.uk, and go and see what it's all about. So I think that's it now, David. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I'm more suitably excited now.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Good.
Do you fancy going upstairs?
With you? I've lost your key. Sorry, Annie. I'm sure it'll turn up one day. I just can't find it.
You're going to have to get out of roll.
Perhaps you should empty the vacuum cleaner and search through and see if you can find the key. You may have hoovered it up. Or maybe not. I don't know.
You haven't left it at your friend Joanne's, have you?
Oh, yeah. I might have done. After I told her what you are. Say goodbye, cuckold.
Goodbye, cuckold.
Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to contact me via thecuckoldresspodcast.co.uk, where you can leave me a voice message if you have any questions. You can also subscribe to the podcast using your favourite podcast player to ensure that you never miss out on any future episodes. If you would like to support my podcast, you can go to my Patreon page and see my patron benefits. Thank you, and have a good night.